Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. We're starting out with our roundtable this week. Got some really great guys, good friends on the line with us right now. Don't mean to be sexist, but yes, Mother, they are all males. Jay Taylor, Jay Taylor's Golden Technology Stocks. Rick Ackerman, Rick's Picks. We've got Richard Postma, the infamous doctor, who is probably one of the greatest technicians out there. Gary Savage. Gary is got a couple of great newsletters. I want to talk about something that is the folks on our website who come on there every day are pretty opinionated about this, but I want to talk a little bit about the concept of diversification, financial diversification. It's something that I really believe in quite strongly, and it's served me well over the years. Let's start with you, Jay. What are your thoughts on that?
I think that diversification makes sense longer term, but you need to have diversification that has that isn't perfectly correlated. In other words, you have to have some things in that portfolio that go up when other things go down. Things go down when other things go up. And I had actually pre-recorded for my own radio show next week a discussion with Axel Merck, who just completed some really interesting research showing the importance of gold in a portfolio in terms of optimization of that portfolio. And when that is for any given return to minimize the risk, and risk is defined as volatility of returns. And it was amazing. You know, Al, he went back and looked at a portfolio of stocks and gold that goes all the way back to 1934. He did one then that was 10 years and one that goes back to 1971 when Nixon took us off the gold standard internationally. And it was amazing. I mean, I was searching here as you just brought up this topic, and I have the numbers in front of me, and Axel will be discussing them on my radio show next week, but it was amazing. It's not just 5% gold or 10% even, but it ranged anywhere from 20 to 40, 40-some percent would give you the optimum returns, 40% gold and the rest in stocks. And then he did do, over the last 10 years, included bonds, in which he had a diversified portfolio, I think 60% stocks, 40% bonds, stocks being the S&P 500. And even there, it took a very substantial amount of gold in the portfolio to optimize, to put you on the efficient frontier, that is, the least risk for the highest rate of return. And using efficient market or let's say modern portfolio theory, which every MBA student studies, I thought Axel went back and got the actual data, and it was surprising. It was very, very surprising. So I think when most people think of diversification, they think of stocks. Let's have a different bunch of different kinds of stocks. So I think real estate, commodities, gold, and bonds as well, probably. And to me, it does make sense from a long-term perspective to be diversified.
Jay, I love hearing what Axel has to say, and we chat with him on a regular basis as well. I read that article that you alluded to, and I found it very interesting because you're right. He was actually quite heavy in the gold bullion in some of the portfolios he outlined compared to what modern MBA students are being taught right now. Mm-hmm. Personally, my portfolio has a lot of gold and silver stocks in it. I hold bullion. I also have real estate and a couple bank stocks. I think I'm, from a modern standpoint, a bit heavy in gold, but I just figure that I kind of know this industry better. One area that I want to diversify more into is other commodities and just hard goods. Also, some agriculture. Doc, we've chatted about this a few other times in the past. How are you diversifying, and kind of what are you looking at?
Well, historically, Corey, I diversified as far as in the past. I got into real estate quite a bit, along with 401ks and everything like that being placed in a broker's hands until I had time to pay attention to it. Well, fortunately, I got out of 90% of my real estate before 2007, which was perfect timing. I still have a little bit of that, but since I began to take care of my own portfolio, going back to 1999, I was actually beating the S&P 8% a year But what I'm doing now is, by diversification, I don't do what a lot of people do. I don't look at the time-honored asset allocations, like was mentioned about MBAs are taught so much in bonds, so much in stocks, and so forth. I'm a contrarian, and I've been in cash quite a bit, in almost 60%. Currently, I'm starting to purchase, and I started to do that in December. I started to buy precious metal stocks along with resource stocks. In fact, right now I'm starting to get into coal companies as well, because they've been battered so badly that nobody wants them. So I'm going to be very limited in my diversification. I'm going to focus almost primarily over time to take my cash over this spring and probably almost become fully invested in the resource area, because I think the conventional market has had its run. The risk is too great in that area.
The only caution that I have for myself, and please, ladies and gentlemen, don't take any of this as being investment advice. We're just talking about what we personally are doing. We're not suggesting that you do this or not. You know, you might want to think about it, but then come to your own conclusions. But one of the reasons that Kathy and I still maintain, you know, a certain amount of our total capital, a certain percentage in the conventional market, is you got the United States government behind it 100%, you know, and regardless of whether you agree or disagree with what they're doing, they swing a pretty big stick. Rick, don't you agree with that?
Not sure I agree entirely. In fact, a lot of the things into which we might diversify are direct hedges against that day when even the government will fail us. You know that all of the government's numbers are a fraud. And, you know, to put it in as clear a perspective as I can, we are currently living our lives, baby boomers in particular, on the expectation that the 20 and 30-somethings who are barely employed at this point are going to pay for our Medicare and Social Security. So I think that in itself says we should get our own house in order and be prepared to provide for ourselves. With respect to diversification, I've been a little bit more haphazard about it than I might recommend, simply because I think of myself not even so much as a stock picker as a technician who kind of sees moves coming. So I keep my money working on tradable propositions. But I have to say that over time, people that I've known who have done well and who have managed their money very prudently have had that diversification strategy. You know, if you're a really good stock picker, it's too tempting, I think, to stick with a winner. Although probably the smartest guy I know, a UBS broker who was making 20% plus for his clients for years, simply by being in fixed incomes, well, he's been leaned out over the last year or two because he's had a rough ride there in fixed incomes. So over time, I would guess he would average out better than the person who diversifies broadly. I think the best thing about diversifying, and this came through in what the doc was saying, is that it gives you psychologically the moorings that you need to essentially go against the trend, you know, to be in there buying in depressed markets. Because if you're just kind of focused on one thing or the other, you feel like you're getting crushed. But if you have a diversified portfolio, it's much easier to come to that psychological threshold of saying, geez, this market has been sold down so hard for so long that it looks like a bargain. So I think that at the psychological level alone, the diversification strategy is really, it's a very good one, because it enables you to see the necessity of buying things when they're out of favor.
Okay, and on that note, we're going to take a real quick break for commercials here. I'm going to be back starting out with Gary Savage.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin and Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective alternative and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237. Extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. We're talking about diversification here. Everybody had a chance to weigh in on this except you, Gary. You are pretty singular in your investing, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, I tend to invest with the secular trend. So, for instance, I think the secular trend in bonds has turned, so I don't want to buy bonds. I think the secular trend for commodities is still up, so I want to buy resource sectors, precious metals, oil, commodities in general. Stocks, even though they are, I think they're in a secular bear market, but we're obviously in a cyclical bull market, and I'm not sure that it's topped yet. I think we probably still got a little bit more to go. So I will probably make another investment or a trade in stocks here as soon as I'm convinced that the current daily cycle is bottom. But it is getting very late in the stock market cycle, so I wouldn't expect there to be more than another 2 or 3 months before this bull market expires and we start a new bear market.
Guys, I want to stick to this diversification theme, but I want to talk more specifically about gold and silver, because I believe that while you need to be diversified in certain industries, you also need to be diversified inside of those industries. So, Jay, throwing it over to you first, for gold and silver, what do you recommend or what do you hold as a mix between bullion and then stocks in the junior, mid-tier, and large-cap categories?
I think people should start with owning bullion, gold, and silver, and I'm indifferent. Unlike a lot of my silver bull friends, don't have a strong feeling about whether it should be more gold or more silver. But to start out with a core holding of gold in your possession or silver in your possession, and then, you know, it depends an awful lot on the individual and your age and what your risk tolerance is and all of that. But certainly I think a case can be made for, especially at this point in time, for the junior resource sector. If you believe that all is not well within the system, within the dollar system, which I think is wearing thin since 1971, the abuse of money creation out of nothing, I think is a good bit of what's driving a lot of the geopolitical conflicts around the world. You know, I think the dollar regime as the international currency may have its days numbered. And so that's why I think you want to own gold. And I think gold shares look extremely attractive now. There is a paper market which distorts the real value of gold. Then there is the physical market, and the two have nothing to do with each other. So I think one day we're going to see those two come back into alignment. And when they do, I expect we're going to see gold prices much, much higher. And then I think the junior mining companies that survive this downturn are going to be extremely valuable assets to own.
You brought up an interesting point, though, about the continued existence slash high value of the U.S. dollar on the index. And I have to tell you, and I guess I would like to ask Rick you this question initially, and then I'd like everybody to tackle it because I think it's important. But the Russians are now talking very strongly about, you know, yeah, you want to do the sanctions on us? That's great. We and China and India, as rumor goes right now, are just going to simply start trading in our own currencies. This could be incredibly detrimental for the U.S. dollar, depending on what China does. And also, you know, Russia and India are not small players. Rick, what impact do you think that might have?
I think it's all talk, Al. They're not going to cut their own throats by trying to move into currencies other than dollars. There are a couple salient facts that keep the world's players in dollars. Number one, the dollar is the only market that's liquid enough where you can work in the hundreds of billions and trillions of dollars worth of hot air type transactions without ruffling the markets themselves. So the dollar is still the vehicle of choice for all the big players, and it's also the medium in which transactions settle in many key commodities, most particularly crude oil. One thing you could say, let's say the Iranians make good on a threat that they've issued a number of times to accept payment for natural gas in gold. Well, if we were to price energy in terms of a hard currency, nobody could afford it. And I think it's probably to the world's advantage right now that the producers of oil are willing to accept, and to a lesser degree over time, but they're still willing to accept what you would call bogus paper in exchange for real oil. You know, they think their resources are unlimited, so what the heck? But, you know, I think that even they can see a day of reckoning for the dollars that they put into reserves that are dollar-denominated, such as treasury paper. So until the day comes when the dollar has its day of reckoning, just based on how many of them are out there, the world's going to continue to use dollars for pretty much everything that it's using them for now.
Doc, what are your comments on this?
I think over time, the dollar will slowly lose its place in the world, but it's going to take a long time. And the only way that I think Russia and China and even Brazil tend to respond to the United States as far as sanctions on the Russians is if they become particularly onerous. If Russia is pushed to the wall, then I think it becomes an issue because there's no reason why they should have their economy ruined and not go along with hurting our economy as well. I don't think sanctions are going to go anywhere as far as the austerity of the sanctions because it benefits nobody, frankly, and the world can't stand it right now. And I think the powers know that because every economy is precarious. The European Union is our economy. And the last thing that it could tolerate is a currency war. And so I think the dollar over time will no longer be reserve currency, but it's going to take time. But I think it will happen.
Gary, some of your comments on what we're kind of talking about here, maybe the end of the petrodollar, end of the U.S. dollar as the reserve currency?
Well, it's always been my opinion that this is all heading towards a currency crisis, and I don't think this is just going to be the U.S. dollar. I think it's going to be all currencies. We started with a tech bubble that collapsed, and then it morphed into a real estate bubble and a credit bubble that collapsed. That debt was taken onto sovereign balance sheets. So now the problem is the cancer is moving down the line. Now it's in the sovereign debt markets, and the way they keep stopping this is with the currency markets, base currency. So the end game is when you get to the point where all currencies start to rapidly lose their value against real stuff, commodities. You get in a surge in inflation. And then that's the point at which the game ends. You can't stop a currency crisis by printing more currency. You have to stop, and that's deflationary at some point. So I think this started in 2000, and it's working its way down the food chain, and eventually it's all going to come to a head as like a global currency crisis where all currencies start to rapidly lose purchasing power against the real stuff.
And when that happens, as Al says fairly frequently, Katie, bar the door. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be right back with Dan Oliver.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, it seems like whenever we talk about precious metals, we can't get away from the topic of the Far East, specifically the topic of mainland China. You know, we've talked with Dan Oliver, who's our guest right now, about this in the past. And Dan threw a very, very interesting twist on this when Corey and I were chatting with him off mic last Thursday. And it had to do with where the gold actually is in China, and why is it really there? And it's very, very different, perhaps, perception than a lot of people would think. Huh, Dan?
Yeah, well, there are different theories floating around. I mean, I think one of the ones that got a lot of traction recently was an article on Zero Hedge quoting a Goldman article saying that gold is going in to China for these rehypothecation financial instruments where people can, you know, circulate money back and forth and take advantage of interest rate differentials. And then UBS had a report a couple of days later saying this wasn't the case because of various, you know, tax issues. You couldn't do it as efficiently with gold as you could with copper, and so that's not why gold's going in. And My understanding of what's happening in the gold market, and I get this from various people in the industry, is that I had thought myself until several months ago that the gold going in was being bought by big Chinese capitalists. So they've got money they want to, you know, put somewhere and they buy gold. But actually, you know, if you're connected and rich in China, you have no problem getting your money out of the country. And so there are lots of different places you can put it. And you know, very few people understand why gold is money, and especially if you've made a lot of money in a credit bubble, your natural inclination is to take more risk somewhere else. And so these guys aren't really buying gold. You know, who's buying it are the little people, the Chinese. Until recently, gold was illegal in the country. And at some point, the top people decided as an affirmative decision that they wanted the Chinese people to have gold as a reserve asset. And so they looked at India and they essentially copied the deep retail chains that India has in China. So a lot of the gold flowing into the country makes its way to the little people. And one of the things we talked about was when the Chinese credit bubble blows up, and it looks like it is faltering right now as we speak, you're seeing finally defaults happening without the central government bailing them out. You know, the question is, are the Chinese going to dump their gold to raise collateral for the debt, or aren't they? And to the extent that the gold is being held by the little people who use their equity to buy it, and it represents their savings, it suggests that this gold will not come back onto the global market when the Chinese bubble collapses. And so it gives me great confidence that that this story is for real, that it's going to China and going into to very strong holders, that they're going to hold on to it and actually probably want more of it as all the investment options around them continue to melt down.
Dan, I find this topic very fascinating and something that we have been following for well over a year now, just because it seemed like one of the biggest stories in gold, if you were following gold, was the amount of gold flowing over into China and Shanghai, which was astronomical. I believe they had well over 1,000 tons flow in just last year. And then I was checking out this year because I had always read that the Chinese are very price sensitive. However, if we look at the imports this year, gold is up year over year 140% just in the first 2 months. Now, we know that this is a usually slow time of the season because of the Chinese New Year, but I think that really speaks volumes. And combining that with what you're saying is that maybe the people in China are also seeing that they're on very shaky ground with their financial system, but they have more capital than people here in the U.S. to actually put into gold to protect themselves.
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, and don't forget that the year-on-year numbers, of course, starting in March, will start to flatten out a bit because that's when gold really started to surge into China last year. But it is a huge amount of gold going in, and I think something to remember, which people forget often, is that gold always moves from spenders to savers. And what that means is that in the U.S., you know, we are a consumption culture. The Federal Reserve has, it prodded us through various policies to spend as much as we possibly can. And there are stores like Kmart at one point, I don't know if they still do, but they had a program you could go with your extra jewelry and turn it at the desk and get credit to buy a toaster. Well, you know, the toaster being manufactured in China by people who are saving, and so they don't get the gold directly, of course, but they get money, which then they go buy the gold. So the gold is effectively going from spenders to savers. It's always worked that way, and it continues to work that way. So there's no reason for that to stop unless that trade relationship ends. And if that relationship does end, which, of course, I think it will at some point, I mean, that suggests that all that cheap stuff we've become reliant on over the past 10, 15 years won't be there. And so that would suggest a very different kind of world and economy here at home.
You take a country that's as old as China, you know, we're talking thousands of years, and they have one philosophy on gold. You know, why do they buy it? Why do they hold it? There's a very specific philosophy that exists, and it's always been that way, okay? Whereas you come over to the West, well, let's just talk about the U.S., for example. People in the United States are considered to be kind of crazy if they're really into buying gold on a regular basis and holding it. I find that to be interesting. I mean, what's your comment on that as it relates, Dan, to your business?
Well, actually, let me step back a little bit because I think it's an interesting point you bring up. And there's actually some very deep historical context here. And that is, I came across a wonderful book, actually from a source that Hayek used to write one of his books, written in the 1880s about the Chinese monetary system for the past 2,000 years. And what was interesting is that the writer, who was European, was writing from the perspective of the international gold standard in the West. And so he said, look, we Westerners have figured out how the monetary system should work on an ideal basis. We figure international trade, it all works. And these Chinese keep having all these problems. You look through ancient Chinese history and you find out that all the time emperors, the first paper money began in China. And of course, then they had hyperinflation, it collapsed, it went back to gold and silver and copper primarily. And then, a couple of hundred years later, they'd forget about the previous experiment and they'd try it again. And so because Chinese history is so well recorded, you can see these things. And I've always sort of quipped that I hope the author of that died before 1914, because had he lived that long, he would have seen that the world, the Western world, especially the United States, was repeating these same mistakes that China had been making over and over again. And we had not, in fact, reached a teleological endpoint of gold. So it's a cultural thing, and it does change. And if you look back through different periods of history in different places, it's always seductive to create more credit and money. And the government loves it, and government-paid economists love it because it gives a short-term boost to the economy. We've been living under the system for 100 years, and that's about how long these things usually last. And so here we are at the end point, and if anyone who has any perspective on monetary history understands where we are in that cycle, and the answer is we're at the end. And that's coming very soon, and the West will rediscover the monetary principles that are universal.
Well, and Dan, I think that comes back to something that we don't usually think about, or I know lots of people when I talk to them about China don't really think about, is that China was a powerhouse in the world many years ago, and then they went through almost the same process that the U.S. is doing. Of course, there are differences, but when you break it down the way you just did in terms of currency, man, there are really some similarities out there.
There are huge similarities. I wrote a paper about this, actually. But, you know, the Chinese banks began as places where you deposited your goods, your gold and silver, and they gave you a certificate to show that. That's what a banknote is. It says, you know, here's this note, and you go into the bank and get your gold back. And then eventually, when no one comes to get the gold back because it's more convenient to have the paper, the bank realizes this is great. We'll just print up some more paper, and no one knows the difference. And no one does know the difference for a long time. And the extra money surges in the economy, and things take off. But of course, you get artificial credit growth and capital misallocation, and then you have a crash. And that's the cycle in brief. It's a little more complicated than that, but that is the essential feature, and it happens over and over and over again. And we're just repeating that cycle once again in the whole world. But, you know, what's interesting is that the Chinese maybe have figured this out, and that's why they're encouraging their people to hoard gold, because I think they know that the system's going to end some point soon. I think Russia knows that, and that's, you know, Russia today, there was an announcement they're going to develop their own payment system internally. Of course they are, to have a fallback position away from the dollar system.
What you're talking about is something that has been going on. It's a cycle that has repeated itself literally for thousands and thousands of years. And I find it to be interesting that the quote-unquote leaders, for the most part, of the Western world, the Western countries, don't really seem to understand that. Stick around. We're going to be right back with Bob Moriarty.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy bio- byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.
Okay, here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the Cornell Economics Report. By the way, this particular segment is being brought to you by 321 Gold. Are they paying us to do this? Nah, they don't have to. You know what 321 Gold is doing? They're providing a great service out there to the world. Simply go to our favorite sites section, and you can learn more about Bob Moriarty's great site, Bob and Barb Moriarty's great site, 321 Gold. This particular segment is also co-sponsored by Adamara Minerals. If you want to learn anything about Adamara Minerals, simply click on their banner on our site. Bob, you and I and Corey were chatting totally off mic earlier this week about the concept of secession, and that sounds like a pretty interesting concept when you talk about, for example, that's what caused the Civil War in the United States. But the trend right now around the world, and you brought up three examples, number one, Scotland, number two, I believe that was, we were talking about Quebec, and then we were talking about a portion of Italy also that's talking about, you know, ideas about seceding from the mother country. And you feel that this is an interesting trend. I mean, you got three pretty important areas here that are talking about this. Is it feasible? I'm not sure about that. But you're saying that this trend is being brought about by, among other things, the flow of information on the Internet. Let's talk about this a little bit.
Okay. You have to look at it, first of all, in terms of history. Now, back in the 17th century, there was a 30-year war going on in Europe that was ended by something called the Treaty of Westphalia. And the Treaty of Westphalia took the concept of city-states and they turned it into the concept of nation-states. Basically, the Treaty of Westphalia said that a nation could decide which particular religion that they wanted to espouse. The big 30-year war was all about religion. Well, that was 1648. Because of the Internet, because of instantaneous free communication, we don't need big nations. And what should be obvious to all of your listeners by now is we can no longer afford big nations. Now, to a certain degree, for the last 100 or 200 years, Quebec has wanted to have independence from the rest of Canada because they want to be aligned more with France and they're French speaking. But it's interesting that Venice voted recently. It was a non-binding vote, but they voted and overwhelmingly said they wanted to be separate from Italy. And there is a vote this spring by Scotland where they could get independence from the UK. My belief is that one of the things that's going to happen is, one, the central banking system is going to be declared a total failure because it's led us into the financial chaos we have today. But the concept of nation states is going to be declared a failure, and we're going to have a lot more countries acting in their own interest for their own people, and that makes a lot of sense. That's a really good thing. That certainly the EU is an absolute failed concept, and the government of the United States, I mean, I'm just astonished at the bumbling fools that we have running us and the things that they manage to say and they manage to do. What do you think, Corey?
Well, Bob, I think one of the main issues behind this, and something that you alluded to when we started off this segment, is the debt. The debt is one of the drivers behind, I think, these secession votes, because these countries, or well, actually cities, see that the government in, or big government is not running this, really managing their money correctly. And we've seen central banks, everybody just running up debt and debt, to the point where I think some of these cities just understand that they can't get away from this debt, and maybe their only way out of this is to secede and, in a sense, start over. But then the issue becomes, who has the debt if these big players leave? Because if we have Venice leave, or Crimea, for example, out of Ukraine, man, that is a huge revenue driver. And sometimes the best cities are the ones that want to step away from this. And man, I think we could see some huge countries out there that are just bound by debt that they are now, but without the major players to actually help them climb out of this. You get what I'm saying here, Bob?
Well, here's the key, and you're kind of looking through the wrong end of the telescope. You don't need to climb up debt. That is the issue. What you need to do is to stop digging. We're in debt in the United States because Americans don't realize that when the government spends money, the taxpayers are obligated. Now, there's three ways that debts can be paid by governments. They can be paid via taxes, they can be paid via inflation, or they can be paid via default. But they are going to be paid. All debts get paid. They either get paid by the borrower or they get paid by the lender. And essentially, and you're absolutely correct, you hit the nail on the head, Venice, Scotland, and Quebec are saying, we do not want to be responsible for debts other than our own. If Americans realize that one way or another, they are going to pay for Iraq, they're going to pay for Afghanistan, they're going to pay for Syria, they're going to pay for Libya, they're going to pay for the Ukraine, and we don't want to do that.
Well, it's an interesting point, and I would bring up a couple of things that I think are interesting here, though, as it pertains to the United States. One of them is, I would venture to say that greater than 75% of the population of the United States doesn't have a clue what national debt means. And when people don't have a clue what it means, the government can go and can continue doing whatever they're doing.
That's correct. But who was it, Jefferson, who said that you cannot be ignorant and free? Now, your choices are simple. You can either remain ignorant and be a slave, or you can be free. But if you're going to be a free person, you have to educate yourself. You have to learn to think for yourself.
But I would maintain that in the United States, anyway, 75% of the people, that isn't even a philosophy that they even consider because they're simply not aware.
Well, here's the deal. Now, I'm going to be real blunt here. We've run our website for 12 years. It's free to go there. You can get an education about a lot of different things. This is part of the price that I pay to be a free citizen, is to share what I've learned with other people for free. Now, if people don't go to the site, if they don't educate themselves, if they sit on the couch and drink beer, screw them. They have the opportunity to learn.
They do. You're entirely right, Bob. And there are many sites out there that can help them learn. It's something that the internet has helped kind of broaden everybody's perception. But people need to step away from the mainstream media. And I think that's what Al's saying, is that they have no interest in that. And they just like to believe what they're being told by the talking heads on TV.
Well, I'm going to disagree with you. There is an absolute move, and we saw it when Obama set up that false flag chemical attack in Syria back in August of last year. There are lots of people who are educating themselves, and there are lots of people who are beginning to take a political stance, and there are lots of people who are saying, no more stupid wars. We can only educate people one day at a time, but I'm going to keep doing it until they shut me up.
I think it's a lot of the younger generation, too, that's having the ability and actually the desire to step out and look away from what the mainstream media is telling them.
You know, Bob, birds of a feather flock together. I mean, that's what you and I and Corey are doing. That's what we've been trying to do for an awful long time now. And, yeah, if people don't want to take advantage of it, that's their choice. And there's no question about that. There are a lot of great sites, our site, your site, out there where people can learn an awful lot. But the fact of the matter is, again, I got to go back to the thing. It's easy to say don't worry about them. But, man, I got to tell you, one of the reasons in the United States that we are in such huge trouble right now, in my opinion, is because people simply do not care. They just don't, and there's absolutely nothing we can do about that other than continue in our efforts to do the best that we can to educate them. Now, you know, you made a comment. You said, until they come and shut me down. Well, that's something that Corey and I have talked about regarding this site for a long time now. The odds of somebody at this moment in time coming in and shutting down 321 or KER report, I would say the odds of that happening right now are slim to none. The odds of that happening in the future, perhaps 5-10 years from now, I think if we have the same administration starting in 2016, that could very possibly happen around 2017-2018, because the administration, I think, would then believe they have a mandate to really, really control the country. What do you guys think?
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.